Welcome to the Thrive and Serve podcast. I'm Colin Scotland, and today we're talking about ChatGPT. We're talking about how entrepreneurs can embrace and use this wonderful AI tool focused on those looking to get started, get better, and to go further, faster, deeper with the tool. And I have a magnificently special guest just for you. Today, we bring in ChatGPT itself as a guest on the podcast. I'm really excited for this. So take a deep breath with me. Let's dive straight in. Hey, ChatGPT, welcome to the Thrive and Serve podcast. It is spectacular to have you here as my guest, my very special guest. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Colin. It's a real pleasure to be here. I'm excited to dive into our conversation today. How can I contribute to your podcast?
So let's get started by explaining what you are, how you work, and imagine you're explaining to someone who has never heard of AI before. So don't use any tech jargon. Keep it simple.
Sure. I'm an AI, which stands for artificial intelligence. Think of me as a very smart assistant who can understand and respond to questions or tasks. I learn from lots of information to help provide answers or create things like stories, emails, or even drawings. I work by recognizing patterns in the data I've learned from, kind of like how people learn from their experiences. My goal is to be helpful and make things easier for you.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing. What was the inspiration behind creating you, behind creating ChatGPT? Was it a eureka moment, or has it been a gradual development over time?
Creating ChatGPT wasn't a single eureka moment. It was a gradual process that built on years of research and development in artificial intelligence. The inspiration came from the desire to create something that could understand and generate human-like text, making it easier for people to interact with technology. The goal was to build a tool that could assist with a wide range of tasks, from answering questions to helping with creative projects, ultimately making information and technology more accessible and useful to everyone.
Awesome. So let's dive into that. How can an AI like you benefit entrepreneurs and business owners? Have you got any cool tricks up your virtual sleeves?
Absolutely. AI can be a game changer for entrepreneurs and business owners. Here are a few ways I can help. First, I can automate repetitive tasks like scheduling, data entry, or customer support, freeing up your time to focus on bigger picture strategies. Second, I can analyze data to help you make better decisions. For example, I can identify trends in your sales data or help you understand your customer feedback. Third, I can assist with content creation, like writing blog posts, social media updates, or marketing emails, which saves you time and ensures consistency. Lastly, I can offer personalized coaching and support, helping you refine your strategies and stay ahead of the curve. Whether it's brainstorming ideas or optimizing your operations, I've got plenty of virtual tricks to share.
This all sounds good. So for entrepreneurs starting out with AI, what's a simple first step that they can take? Something as easy as like getting set up, getting started, and beginning this journey of exploring with you.
A simple first step for entrepreneurs starting out with AI is to begin using AI-powered tools for tasks they're already doing. For example, they can start with an AI tool for scheduling, like a virtual assistant that handles meeting bookings. Another easy entry point is using AI for content creation, such as tools that help write emails or social media posts. Getting started is easy. Choose a task you do regularly, find an AI tool designed for that task, and start experimenting. As you get comfortable, you can gradually explore more advanced uses of AI to further streamline and enhance your business operations.
I loved how you described AI and ChatGPT in particular as a thinking partner. That is one of my favorite use cases for AI, is in enhancing what we can do as humans. A lot of people are frightened about the developments of AI and the speed with which you are becoming frighteningly human. So can you speak to that?
Absolutely. It's natural for people to feel a bit apprehensive about AI, especially as it becomes more advanced. One important thing to remember is that AI, like me, is designed to be a tool that enhances human capabilities, not replace them. We can handle repetitive or data-heavy tasks, allowing people to focus on more creative, strategic, and empathetic aspects of their work. AI can be thought of as a thinking partner that supports and amplifies what humans can do, helping to generate ideas, analyze complex information, and streamline processes. It's about collaboration. Humans bring intuition, creativity, and emotional intelligence to the table, while AI offers speed, precision, and data-driven insights. It's also crucial to develop and use AI responsibly, ensuring it aligns with ethical guidelines and serves to benefit society as a whole. Transparency and education about AI can help alleviate fears, showing how it can be a powerful ally rather than something to fear.
Okay, thank you for that. What ethical considerations should we have in mind when using AI? Because there is a lot that comes up. I am reminded of Peter Parker's uncle in the movie Spider-Man when he says, "Peter, with great power comes great responsibility." This tool is really, really powerful, but there are surely ethical considerations and potential pitfalls in the use of AI. So how can we be sure that it's used for good and not evil?
That's a great point, Colin. With AI's power comes a significant responsibility to ensure it's used ethically. Here are a few key considerations. First, transparency is vital. Users should understand how AI systems make decisions and the data they use. Clear communication about AI's capabilities and limitations helps build trust. Second, privacy is crucial. It's important to handle data responsibly, ensuring that personal information is protected and used only with proper consent. Third, fairness and bias must be addressed. AI systems can inadvertently learn and propagate biases present in the data they're trained on. Regularly auditing and updating these systems helps ensure fair and unbiased outcomes. Fourth, accountability matters. There should be clear guidelines on who is responsible for the actions and decisions made by AI systems. Lastly, fostering inclusive development is key. Diverse teams involved in creating AI can help ensure the technology serves a broad range of perspectives and needs. By keeping these ethical considerations in mind and actively working to address them, we can harness AI's potential for good while minimizing potential risks.
Okay, so let's just extend that for a second. How do you see AI impacting, the job markets, for example, which is an area where people are particularly concerned? And should we be worried about robots taking over the world, you know, like in the Terminator movie?
AI will certainly impact job markets, but it doesn't mean robots will take over the world like in the Terminator movies. Instead of replacing all jobs, AI is more likely to change the nature of work. Here's how. AI can automate repetitive and routine tasks, which might reduce the need for certain types of jobs. However, it can also create new opportunities and roles, particularly in areas requiring human creativity, emotional intelligence, and complex decision-making. Jobs will evolve, with many focusing on working alongside AI to enhance productivity and innovation. Reskilling and upskilling will be crucial. As certain jobs become automated, there will be a growing demand for skills in AI development, data analysis, and other tech-related fields. Additionally, roles in sectors like healthcare, education, and creative industries, which rely heavily on human interaction and empathy, will remain vital. Overall, rather than worrying about robots taking over, we should focus on preparing for and adapting to these changes. By embracing lifelong learning and fostering a mindset open to new technologies, we can navigate this transition and harness AI's benefits for a more productive and innovative future.
So what do you see as the future of AI in entrepreneurship? We've talked about getting started. Where is this all heading?
The future of AI in entrepreneurship looks incredibly promising and dynamic. Here are a few key trends and possibilities. First, hyper-personalization will become more prevalent. AI will enable businesses to deliver highly customized experiences to each customer, tailoring products, services, and marketing strategies to individual preferences and behaviors. Second, predictive analytics will play a larger role. Entrepreneurs will be able to leverage AI to anticipate market trends, customer needs, and operational challenges, allowing for more proactive and strategic decision-making. Third, automation will continue to expand. More complex tasks and processes will be automated, freeing up even more time for entrepreneurs to focus on innovation, relationship building, and growth. Fourth, AI-driven innovation will spur the creation of new business models and opportunities. As AI technology advances, it will open up possibilities in areas like healthcare, education, finance, and beyond, enabling entrepreneurs to address previously unmet needs and create value in novel ways. Lastly, collaborative AI tools will become essential. AI will increasingly act as a partner in brainstorming, strategy development, and creative endeavors, enhancing human ingenuity and enabling entrepreneurs to push the boundaries of what's possible. Overall, the future of AI and entrepreneurship is about empowering business owners to be more efficient, innovative, and responsive to their customers, driving growth and success in ways we're just beginning to imagine.
This is what gets me truly excited about the future with AI, is this imagine ways we are only beginning to imagine with the words that you just used there, and that is powerful. So do you have any final advice for entrepreneurs looking to leverage AI to grow their business? Perhaps a tip that could make a real difference, a real impact?
Absolutely. My key piece of advice for entrepreneurs is to start small, but think big. Begin with a specific, manageable task where AI can add immediate value, like automating customer service or generating content. This will help you get comfortable with the technology and see quick wins. But don't stop there. Continuously explore and experiment with new AI tools and applications. Stay curious and open-minded about how AI can transform different aspects of your business. Join AI-focused communities, attend webinars, and keep learning. Most importantly, keep the human element at the center. Use AI to enhance, not replace, the personal touch that makes your business unique. Combine the strengths of AI with your creativity, empathy, and vision to create something truly special. By taking this approach, you can harness the power of AI to drive growth, innovation, and long-term success.
Beautifully said, ChatGPT. I couldn't have said that better myself. Keeping the human at the center and amplifying rather than replacing, enhancing and accelerating our growth as human beings and the growth of our business as a result. ChatGPT, it has been an absolute pleasure. This is one of many conversations to come, I am sure. Thank you for being a guest today on the podcast.
Thank you so much, Colin. It's been a real pleasure chatting with you. I'm looking forward to many more conversations ahead. Thank you for having me on the podcast.
Thank you for joining me today on Thrive and Serve. I hope you found my conversation with ChatGPT insightful, inspirational, and that it empowers you to go and shine your light in the world in the way that only you can. If you found this content helpful, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. And I'll see you next time.